America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
We're going to join Mayor LaToya Cantrell's press conference.
But we were given out in terms of the information, and you just did what we asked you to do. You know, there's always some outliers, no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, we can say that a job well done across the board, City of New Orleans, and we're shifting, of course, to not only assessments, but responding to the needs, existing conditions that are on the ground right now. Proud of course, all of our first responders, as I mentioned, our public safety teams, all of our essential personnel, just the employees of the City of New Orleans across the board. Just thank you so much for what you've been doing and what you will continue to do from this day and, of course, forward as we move from Hurricane Frances, the impacts of Hurricane Frances. Public Works, Sanitation, and Park and Parkways, as you know, have been out since daybreak. Again, thank you to all of our employees, again, responding and being boots on the ground. We want everyone to call 311 to report any down power lines as well as branches. We want you to continue to be a good neighbor and to check on your neighbors, particularly our most vulnerable, and of course, our seniors in our community and those living with disabilities. We're all first responders. That goes without saying, but you know what? We are. And again, just thank you for how you are responding to the needs of all of our people. As of this morning, we know that Entergy is still reporting over 50,000 customers without power in Orleans Parish. You will get updates at this press conference as well. Just the work continues to happen even while we're here right now. It's happening, and we will give you information again as we receive it. We are standing up emergency resource centers. Again, because we've invested and being very intentional, we're able to respond to the needs of our community in real time. So these we're calling them ERCs, Emergency Resource Centers, are being activated today from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. These are making sure that we're providing access to our public, to our residents, for their ability to charge medical devices, mobile devices, cooling stations, just to, you know, get resources that we have to provide residents with. These four areas will be the Joe Brown Rec Center, 5601 Reed Boulevard, of course, the Treme Recreation Community Center, 900 North Villery Street, the Cutoff Center, 6600 Belgrade Street, Rosenwald Rec Center, 1120 South Broad. You're going to get more information. We'll continue to push this out. Again, 2 to 7 p.m., they will be open. Again, all of our, just our employees, I'm thinking about Nord Sea right now, just have been unwavering in their ability to provide services to our public. You'll hear more about this from leaders that will follow me. together. New Orleans, they will stand up their lighthouses in the city as well. More information on that. Again, when you invest intentionally here, we can see the benefits of that. The city of New Orleans and partner organizations invested. We have these lighthouses, again, to provide the light in the community for resources to meet our people where they are. Cooperation, of course, and collaboration, we know that these things are key, and we're going to continue to ask for cooperation and collaboration and coordination every step of the way. So with that, I'm going to ask our Director of Homeland Security, Colin Arnold, to come forth, and then you'll hear from other leaders following Colin. Of course, I'll be in and out. So with that, Colin, give your updates, and we'll keep it going.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor, and thank you for your leadership. We remain activated in the city's Emergency Operations Center. We now switch from a response mode to recovery mode. As the mayor mentioned, we're going to have emergency resource centers set up today by 2 p.m. She mentioned those locations: Cutoff on the West Bank, Rosenwald in Central City, Treme Center in Treme, and Joe Brown in New Orleans East. We're going to evaluate these daily. The regular hours, if we're open tomorrow, will be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I can't say enough about Larry Barabino and Jenna Vegno. You know, they're both on my Christmas card list perpetually. Every time we ask for help, they're there. And, you know, we provided shelter to people who really needed it throughout this storm, over 117 last night at the Rosenwald Center. And it's just, you know, amazing work done by all. And I'm really proud of my team with NOSEP and all of our partners, really. We had 6 to 8 inches of rain in about a 2-hour period last night. I believe Kevin from the airport told us they set a record of 7.23 inches of rain at MSY, which is more than they had during Katrina. It's more than they had during Ida. It was something else. And wind gusts 50 to 60 miles an hour here downtown. I was very proud to learn that the weatherwise.nola.gov, our weather website, was the most viewed city website yesterday, which I'm really happy about. And thank you to the public for doing that and staying weather aware. I think almost everyone heeded our warnings. I think we've seen some video of someone who didn't, and it was compelling and terrifying and maddening, and should serve as a reminder that you cannot drive into these streets and these flooded streets and underpasses. It you will lose your life. And fortunately, someone who, part of our extended family with the University Medical Center, was there to assist that driver and save his life. And you know, I'm just, we really need to pay attention. And I think for the most part, I'd give credit to the residents of this city that they did. Like I said, our main concern right now is for those without power. We wanted to make sure that people have a place to cool off. I think temperature, at least until the weekend, is going to be on our side on this one, which is a good thing. But it will be warmer over the weekend. And like I said, we'll assess whether or not we need to continue these centers as power is restored to the city. We're working close with Entergy to track just that, the power restoration. They've been a great partner. And since this hurricane prediction for this season came out, the 2024 season, I think everybody here has been bracing for this. We've been expecting that it was going to be a really busy season. And although, you know, knock on wood, it hasn't turned out to be exactly the season by the numbers that they were predicting, people have listened to our message, and we've all worked well together, both within government and within the community. And I'm just very proud, you know, and we've got some challenges ahead over the next couple days, but all things considered, the way this storm went and how much impact we got yesterday, I think we're in a very good place. For those that do have damage, the last thing I'll say, I've promoted this tool before, and I'd like to do it for this event as well, and that's damage.la.gov. That's damage.la.gov. This is an opportunity, if you have property damage, to self-report that. You can upload photos, you can document document it. And it's a very useful tool because we do have a declaration for this. We do have a damage threshold that we must meet. And any assistance that you can do to help us document damage is very helpful both to us and to the state who actually runs that website. So damage.la.gov. Fire department, police department, and our own hazard mitigation teams have been out since the storm passed doing preliminary damage assessments. You know, it's a good thing that they're not seeing a whole lot, but you know, what they're not seeing, please report if it's out there, and that will help us. Damage.la.gov. And again, just thank you to everyone.
Thank you, Colin. I'm going to ask now Dr. Vegno, give your update. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Give you just a healthcare update. Our hospitals reported no issues overnight. I really want to thank the dedicated staff at both Ochsner and LCMC Health Systems who hunkered down, who stayed in the hospital for 24 hours more, who took care of the patients regardless of what the winds were doing. So you know, it makes a difference, and they're doing well. Most of our dialysis clinics are open today. There are three DCI clinics that are not yet open. So if you are a DCI patient, you should have a hotline to call. Please call that, and they will figure out how to get you in if you are scheduled for dialysis. We have six nursing homes currently on generators. These have been prioritized to Entergy as being of the highest priority to get back up and running. And so we appreciate their help with that. There's no issues reported in any of them. Our independent living facilities, we have about 68 that we follow under the ordinance. As of right now, we estimate there are 23 without power. The health department has strike teams in the field right now going to each one that either we know doesn't have power or we think might not have power to check out what's going on. We are identifying any needs that they have. So far, my teams have not identified any critical needs. But I do want to remind those facilities that they are required to check in by noon every day. So please, if you have not sent us your update, we want to hear your update. And again, during a declared emergency, as per the ordinance, there needs to be a point of contact on site so that when we go, we have someone to talk to who can help us figure out who needs things. So I appreciate their cooperation with that. As was mentioned by Madam Mayor and Colin, we are setting up oxygen exchange at some of the ERCs. What we know right now is that Rosenwald and Cutoff, we will have oxygen distribution there for individuals who have oxygen, who are not going to be able to get their regular delivery of oxygen running low for whatever reason. That will open at 2 when the ERCs open. We are working with Together New Orleans to identify 2 additional locations for oxygen distribution, and we will make those available as soon as we have nailed them down. For individuals who may be homebound or who cannot get to an ERC for oxygen, if you are having acute symptoms related to your oxygen tank running out, you're short of breath, you're having some respiratory distress, obviously we want you to call 911. If you simply are in need of tanks and just can't get to a center, please call the non-emergency number 504-821-2222. We will be monitoring those, and in partnership with EMS and others, we will try to get you a tank as soon as possible. And I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Vegno. And so we'll keep it moving. I'm going to have Nate come on forward, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, everyone, for being here. It is amazing what we can do when we come together as a community. And one of the things we did yesterday, we came together for the unhoused population. I want to really thank Norris C. For stepping in, being a person who could see the individuals, help them in a time of need. Last night, NordSea, Health Department, MCIU, with my team until 4 o'clock in the morning on the streets, transporting people to and from the Rosenwald location, making sure the 117 people were off the street. They were very thankful that no one forgot them. So thank you to the entire community. Thank you for the 311 calls. They did not go unanswered. Thank you for NOPD for doing transport to the shelter as well. It was amazing. When I looked up last night, I saw a sea of people who had hot meals, who were out of the elements, who were with their animals, who were getting electricity to their cell phones and able to transition. And this morning, a gentleman said, I don't think I'd have made it last night. That's important. So the community stepped in a large way. We met the people where they were, and they were happy to transition this morning either into a different sheltering process or get connected to services, which a lot of them did. On top of everything that took place last night, we had full shelters. And on top of that, we transitioned a lot of those individuals into some of those shelters, just to let you guys know that we're going to continue our process with everyone who's here in the room. Not just because, you know, we are repairing from a storm, but we have to continue to work the unhoused population as they are in need as well. I want everyone to understand that I have nothing but the greatest sympathy for every single person who stepped forward to help us out. Every person in here who's a first responder, we needed you yesterday and you showed up. I really appreciate everyone here, and special shout out to my staff. We went nonstop from 10 a.m. yesterday, and I literally left from the shelter at Rosenwald with Valerian Bambino, and we came in here today to do this press conference because this is important. We did a great job yesterday. Madam Mayor, in your leadership, this went as smooth as you can possibly think, and we really want to thank the entire community for stepping up. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Spirit of humility, who called to serve, and you can't make it up, and there's no substitution for it. So we're going to keep it going. I'm going to now transition and ask members of the New Orleans City Council, and then we'll be briefed by other agencies. Councilman Green?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And Madam Mayor, I'd like to thank you and just express my appreciation for your putting together the team that is assembled in this room, the workers who are outside, who have done so much during this storm to save lives and to keep our citizens safer. I want to acknowledge that last night, while it was dark and while the winds were swirling in the city of New Orleans and while the rains were coming down, members of the New Orleans Police Department, members of the Fire Department, members of NARD, the Homeless Services and Strategies Office, the Health Department, and others were hard at work. You didn't see them. I happen to see them. I happen to see the police cars coming throughout our district, still responding as was necessary. I just want to say that that's in the spirit of New Orleans, that we had that work going on at a time that we think that everything is quiet and so much is going on. I want to express my appreciation. I want to also express my appreciation to residents. We asked you to do simple things such as bring the pets in, use the generators correctly, make sure that you were stocked up with water and food, make sure that you reached out to someone else to help them. And that's what you did. You helped save lives by doing that and also making our city safer. We asked you to use 311 to call in when you saw something that we needed to address. And the 311 calls continued and issues are being addressed because of that work. So I do want to thank you for that. And to our residents, yes, I represent District D. I had an opportunity early this morning to continue to go through the district and see what was going on. I want to let you know that we see your concerns. Yes, we see the tree that came down on Mirabeau Street on top of a house. We see the lines that are down on Parker Street and Sugar Hill because of the trees falling down. Nothing is being ignored. We've seen it all. Thank you for your 311 calls, and I want to let you know that the departments of the City of New Orleans are going to address those issues. We do ask for patience. My power is out. My power could be out. I express to everybody else to expect the worst and hope for the best. In my particular instance, I'm thinking that my power might be out for 4 days if necessary. It shouldn't be. But if it's out for 4 days, I'm prepared. I want to watch the Saints game on Sunday, so let's get it back on. Let's get it back on. No, I'm just telling you, it's not going to be that long, but expect the worst. That's all we said. Everyone should have known that there was going to be a potential for the power to go out, and in many instances it did. But the crews were working out this morning when the wind subsided so that they could get on those bucket trucks and get those issues addressed. So I think that we're moving in the right direction in terms of recovery. I just want to thank all who are assembled here, all who were were working throughout the day and the night last night to keep our citizens safer. We have a recovery coming up, but I think that we're in good hands with this recovery. And in behalf of my office and my residents, I want to thank once again this team that is assembled here today. And Madam Mayor, thank you for assembling this team. We're moving in the right direction during this recovery. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman, very much. And we also have this morning with us Councilman Freddie King. Had to get it straight.
That's all good, Madam Mayor. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to start off by thanking Mayor Cantrell for her leadership during this entire process. The response was great, and I think that credit needs to be given to where it's due, and thank you for your leadership, Madam Mayor. The communication the past 48, 24 hours was great. My cell phone and email stayed buzzing and being alerted by Entergy, by Sewage and Water Board, by the Department of Public Works, and that makes a big difference when you know what to expect and you can not only receive the information, but distribute that information to your constituents via email, via text. So that was great with the communication. This morning, I had the opportunity to walk and drive the district from cutoff to Bywater, and people were in good spirits. Everyone was safe. There are a few down trees, few down power lines, but for the most part, everyone is doing well. I had the occasion to talk to residents. They were doing well. They were helping one another out, raking leaves, putting limbs to the curb. Saw trash trucks being on the streets this morning, picking up trash. Saw NOPD and the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office working together, keeping us safe. And also, before I go, I want to give a big shout out to Coach Mr. Larry Barrett being over at NARD. We all think about the NARD centers and NARD for recreation, but this shows that NARD is a year-round, season-round product of this. It's needed 24/7 in this city, and this is an example of that. Oxygen centers, or oxygen exchange centers, and cooling centers. You don't think about NARD when you think about this type of situation, but it's needed, and we appreciate that leadership, Mr. Barabino. And I have to say, if you stay ready, you won't have to get ready. And this city was ready for this storm, and it shows. So thank everyone. Thank you
so much. Thank you so much, Councilman Thomas.
I just want to thank God. I know that's not fashionable these days, but Pearl, some of us know what the alternative could have been. So if we're not thanking God and if we're not praising God, then the total opposite of the grace and blessings that we got could have been something that some of us have lived that was much different. And then I know that's not fashionable today. I usually don't write stuff down, but I'm so appreciative. There's some things that I really, and some people I really want to highlight. I want to thank all of these agencies here. I think I've consistently said it. I've been through enough of these when you couldn't communicate with people. You couldn't get to essential personnel. Sometimes it was like, who's on first? You didn't see agencies, state and city. You didn't see that level of coordination. Whether it was technical or just the times, I've seen it when it didn't work as smoothly. But the thing that I really enjoyed about this, and I think with Tanisha Stevens, I think we were, Commissioner, where's Commissioner? We were communicating all night. I have on my boots because my son and I had on our boots last night. Well, one of the things my father trained me to do, from Betsy to Camille to George to everything you want to do when I was a kid, was to accompany him while he checked on neighbors. So last night my son and I, and we used all safety precautions, your little nephew, I wouldn't let anything happen to him, but he wanted to accompany his dad and not only check on our neighbors, but see what streets were flooding, what was the level of the canal, because when you're from New Orleans, you know, he's got to know it's not just about him. He's got to know that maybe if somebody isn't coming, then maybe he needs to be trained so he can know what to do, like my father trained me to know what to do. And we had a group of people who seemed to know what to do. I want to thank the businessmen and women who called. Entergy, special thanks. In the 900 block of Rene Street, Mr. Ford is a special case who needs oxygen to survive. After visiting and spending time there this morning, your people really rushed to work hard. Guess what? He can stay home now. He's got his power. He's got oxygen. And for folk who don't know how important that is, I come from a special needs family. I had a sister who required special needs. So that's important. It's not easy for families to move around with someone who's disabled, someone who's handicapped, someone who needs special medical attention. So when companies can say, hey, you know what? We know what everybody else needs. That was a blessing from you and your team. I want to thank Nakia Hooks. I'm used to being out there by myself because I don't really care. I got rescued, so I'll be out there trying to help, right? But the president of our association, Nakia Hooks in Lake Willow, the mayor likes to say boots on the ground. I don't know if he had on boots, but he was out there on the ground. And there were a lot of people out there that we would never thank. Businesswoman Malika Honore. Some business people are not really just concerned about the city being safe for their bottom line, the city being dry so they can make their profit. Some really care about us. Malika Honore, businesswoman, called. Brian Egan, a businesswoman. Troy Henry, Gerald Butler, Otis Tucker. These are people who own businesses, very successful businesses, who called to say, what can we do? That's New Orleans. Mayor, thank you. Thank all of your team, guys, and let's continue to thank God.
Amen. Well, God definitely lives in us. I believe that. And for all of us who took an oath, so help us God. So with that, we're going to keep it going. I'm going to ask Chief Gantier of New Orleans Police Department to come, and we'll then hear from Chief Samaran as well as Chief Nelson.
Thank you, Mayor. All right. Good morning, everybody. First, I want to thank the mayor and give my appreciation for your leadership, as everybody up here has said, and it is true. City Council for being here and expressing their, gratitude to us. So as we move forward, our main priority was for the safety of the residents, the tourists, and those communities that needed help. But when I was driving around last night, I happened to run into some police car every half a block with lights on.
And I
was wondering to myself, I thought we had a shortage, but didn't seem that way. So I wanted to thank the sheriff's office also for providing that help, and all the city agencies that help in this. This has been truly a collaboration, and I really especially want to thank the men and women in the police department. It's one thing to come up here and tell you how everything went, but you have to remember, and that goes for all the public safety team, that, you know, they left family members at home during this storm. And through the worst of the storm, while they had that, they were able to compartmentalize their thoughts and their feelings and still come out here in the rain and help other people, not knowing what was happening in their home as far as power and everything else. So I just thought that this was a really true example of that. With that said, we will continue to work 12-hour shifts. Our men and women are actually patrolling those areas without power and patrolling around businesses that are vulnerable at this point in time. Naturally, as we transition to this phase, we'll hope to get back to normal. Hopefully by tomorrow, we can go back to our normal duties. But again, this was a prime example of the city working together. And I just want to say thank you to the men and women of the police department. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Absolutely. And as I've been saying just throughout this event, you know, when you invest big, you see the big payoff. And investing in equipment and tools and the fleet and blue lights, I mean, it's real. Okay, so Chief Samaran, please come forth, and then we'll hear from Chief Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I also want to thank the mayor and public safety. I think we, there was a lot of boots on the ground and that wind was blowing. And so thank you to everybody. Thank you all first responders, Entergy, anyone that had anybody on the ground and that will continue to have anybody on the ground. So thank you for your partnership and the work you do for the community. Also, as was already mentioned, thank you to our citizens and visitors that sheltered in place. You certainly helped to prevent unnecessary calls for service and placing first responders at risk to come for you. And so thank you for doing that. New Orleans EMS responded to 170 calls for service yesterday and paused operations for 6 hours due to high winds. The peak backlog resulting from that pause was 20 calls for service that was cleared by 4 a.m. By our staff. And so I especially want to thank our the men and women of New Orleans EMS. They was out there. We had high water vehicles. We were going into flooded neighborhoods, getting people out, bringing them to hospitals, checking on folks. And they cleared those calls within a few hours. And so thank you to our staff. They did a phenomenal job, and they continue to do a phenomenal job every day for the city of New Orleans. So this morning we are fully staffed and we will start to transition to normal operations as we continue to respond to calls and assess additional needs that are out there post-landfall and where we are in the recovery process. We ask that you please use extreme caution when out and about and watch for debris, down power lines, and other hazards. Most injuries in a storm occur after a storm, so please use caution and don't get injured, right? So use be safe with everything you do. While a lot of the flooding has gone down, if there is still flood water, please don't walk in flood water. Please not drive through flood water. It's very dangerous, so please please watch that. If you are using a generator, I'm sure we've heard generator safety tips. We've really focused on that the past few press conferences. Please keep 20 feet away from you and your neighbors' homes and use in a well-ventilated, unenclosed area. We fortunately have not had any significant generator incidents yet, but certainly we want you to stay safe, especially if you don't have power right now. So please continue to do that. As was already said, please check on those in your neighborhood that are those friends, family, loved one that need that extra care, right? Check on them, make sure they're okay. Get them the resources that they need or call, and we'll certainly get the resources or help if they need that. As was mentioned by Dr. Avegno, if you have any problems with a medical device that requires power and you don't have power, there are locations that you can do to take care of that. If you're home oxygen, as Doc said, you know, there are resources for that. If you are experiencing a medical emergency as resulting from your oxygen, please call 911. We'll respond out to help you and figure out what your additional needs might be. For any other police, fire, or medical emergency, please call 911. Remember, 311 and 504-821-2222 for non-emergency stuff. And then please, you know, I ask that people please continue to watch over ourselves, watch over your neighbors and others, and we will recover as we've done before. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Chief. Chief Nelson, New Orleans Fire Department.
Thank you, Meg, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm gonna echo my public safety partners. And when I say partners, we really are a team in this city as far as it comes to public safety. And we have a fantastic leader and leadership in the mayor. You know, everyone else may not see it, but she's always there. She's always supportive. She's always seeking to understand our needs and helping us to get what we need. So thank you, man. Thank you for your leadership. We plan for the worst, we hope for the best. And as we said, I think this is the best outcome that we could have. Things went pretty smoothly across the board. The communication was excellent. I told Colin earlier, he was on every TV station, radio station. I think he was on the roof with a bullhorn, whatever it took to get the message out, you know. We talked about if the power goes out, right, how to keep it communication. Anyone that signed up for NOLA Ready knows that They were well informed. As soon as we talked about it, it was going out on NOLA Ready. So kudos to the NOSEP and to the NOLA Ready team. The communications were excellent. From the fire department side, we responded to 245 incidents over the last 24 hours. That's almost double our normal call volume count. Major incidents, we had that 3-alarm fire before the storm, only one alarm fire right before the storm or early in the storm, about 6:30 on Chippewa Street, which seemed to be an electrical dryer issue. Really no storm-related fires, no large fires during the storm, which is excellent and great to hear. Our firefighters were able to focus on getting out in the public, helping, assisting, helping stranded motorists, getting people out of their houses that needed to be transported to safe accommodation. So all in all, everything went well. We only had 3 calls for carbon monoxide alarms, which is great. Currently, we have 6 stations that are on generators, so much like you, we're still dealing with the power outages, but we're confident that energy will get that restored very quickly. With the power outages, right, we talked about this, but we're going to reinforce it again about those generators, right? Be cautious about the carbon monoxide. Make sure they're at least 20 feet from your home. When they run out of fuel, let them sit for 20 minutes so they can cool down before you go to put that gas in there, right? We don't want to put gasoline in the hot generator and spark a fire and have someone injure themselves. So just take those precautions. Yeah. Another additional thing, right? We talked about when the stoplights are out, right? If a stoplight is out, it's a four-way stop. Slow down, take your time, be courteous, right, to everyone else. Everyone's trying to get out and do different things, but we don't want to have any injuries or any accidents while the stoplight's out. So just be cautious, be nice to everyone, and be safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.